In Duckpool Town lives Edith Mudd.
I go round here doing good.
With her gramp so old and grey, we've adventures every day. They have help from Pilar Dog.
I like sleeping like a log.
They've a hero with a squirm.
Yes, that's me, I'm Arthur Worm.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.
Join us all here in Duckpool.
Oof.
Gramps is starting to feel the cold now that he's really, really old. Usually he just wears more clothes, but last week that was a problem.
The weather forecast's not looking good, Edith. It's going to get colder. Time to find my string vest.
Do you have to wear that string vest, Gramps? It's full of holes.
It's supposed to be. The holes help me keep warm. Now then, Edith, where did I put it? Where is it? No, not there.
Gramps hunted through the house.
Didn't know that. Is that mine? No, that's not it either.
And eventually he found his string vest.
I don't remember leaving it in the coal shed.
Oh, no, he's found it.
It's a disaster.
Why?
My vest's been eaten by moths.
That's 1-0 to the moths.
That's a shame. You'll have to buy a new vest.
No, no need, Edith. I'll knit myself a new string vest.
He's good at knitting holes, not so good at the bits in between.
Edith, can you get me a ball of string at the paper shop on your way home from school?
What and where and how and why?
These are questions we ask every day.
Who and when? We'll sort it out.
It's the Mudd Zoo. Save the day.
Arthur, I'm worried about Edith. She's late home from school.
She's going to buy you some string.
Well, I know, but it shouldn't take this long.
Oh, I could ask my worm friends if they've seen her.
Your worm friends in the garden?
No, I've got worm friends all over Duckpool. I'll start with our fetter on the golf course.
That's 2 miles away, Arthur. You can't wriggle that far.
I won't need to wriggle. We've got our own telephone system. Back in a bit.
I'm home, Gramps. Hello, Pila.
What? You're late. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I've been all over Duckpool looking for string.
And?
There isn't any.
Oh, there must be.
I went to the paper shop and the supermarket and the clothes shop and the chip shop.
Why did you go to the chip shop?
I was hungry.
Edith, did you try the clothes factory?
Yes, but they can't make any vests because they can't get the string.
Where's all the string gone?
No one knows. It's a mystery.
Oh, you're back, Edith.
Arthur, there's no string in the shop, so who's been buying it all?
Gramps and I went to the paper shop and talked to the newsagent.
All my string was bought by a little woman in a mac and baseball cap. Comes in here every week for the Worm Day Times. She lives on the golf course next to the fifth green.
Off we went to the golf course on the bus.
We got a plan.
Let's take it away.
It's a brilliant plan.
And we'll save the day.
Again. Next to the fifth green was a bunker full of sand.
Oh!
Gramps landed in a heap in the sand bunker.
Get me out of this! I'm stuck!
When he looked up, he was face to face with a very angry lady worm. It was Arthur's friend, Arfetta.
What are you doing here? Get out of my sand!
Gramps had tripped over some string. Interesting.
Get off my phone line! You've cut me off!
Your phone line? But it's a piece of string.
It may be a piece of string to you, but it's my link to the world. Arthur made me this phone from a tin can and some string. It's not easy living here in a sand bunker.
Then why do you live here?
Everyone's got to live somewhere.
Who were you talking to?
Arthur. I talk to him a lot. Oh, I expect that's him again. Hello, Arthur. I'm still here. An old bloke tipped over my phone line.
Could I have a word with him, please?
Arfetta handed over a tin can and Gramps put it to his ear.
Remember to hold the string tight.
Arthur! Arthur!
Nice day for a stroll on the golf course.
Yes. Is this the only phone line you've got?
No, I've got one for each of me worm friends.
Arthur, that must use loads of string and tin cans.
I need to talk to my friends. It gets lonely in the garden.
But I need some string for my new vest. Look, if I make you some cordless worm phones so you can keep in touch with your friends, can I have your string?
Oh, that sounds okay.
We've done it!
Again!
We've done it!
Again!
It's sorted!
Again!
Till tomorrow!
The next day, Gramps spent the day in his shed inventing cordless worm phones. When I got home from school, everything was sorted. How's the vest coming on, Gramps?
Oh, it's finished and I'm feeling much warmer. Oh, I knitted a vest for Arthur too. Doesn't he look smart?
Get a load of that!
Nice vest, Arthur. Very cool.
You've heard a tale from Family Mud.
It all worked out, we knew it would.
Come again another day and see what fun is on its way.
Family Mud.
And Arthur too.